Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
We move on
to glorify God.
Who is
given us the best moment in the midst of the world.
A
time to sit where he takes counsel of his words.
And
where he teaches his word from.
We
thank him, the Lord,
that his
love us exceedingly.
May
call it a small thing.
And you
may see now that you understand well.
When you
get the Bible, you read and approve it.
Yes. You read
and you feel you understand.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
When
and you think that's been easy. It's not been easy.
It's
a journey come from far.
There
is a word
they
always use in the world.
That
you are used. You've reached a level, you're used to something. But me, I think it is good to know. And you reach to know. And you don't just get used. Getting used is a very bad thing.
It's
good to reaching knowledge. That is reaching knowledge.
But
you don't reach into getting used.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You will see the value and the meaning of these moments that God has put you in ahead there.
You
may not see them like today. As I told you, that in the journey of heaven, many things were passed through, and God explained the meaning and the goodness of that journey and the period it
will take.
And things were passing through,
and
those were teaching. Today, when someone sees me, they may say that serving God is easy. Riches are flowing.
Knowledge,
just look at it and it comes. But it was prepared for some time. This time I don't need to sit in the room to look for a word that I'm going to speak and preach. Maybe to look for a prophecy.
Or
powerful prayer to see healing happen.
Or
fasting which presses their body. If not analyzed well, may reach, relax and say, all things are easy. Yes, there isn't the time of being prepared and
trained.
And you've taken them and that they have knowledge and they benefit in their moments. But it doesn't take away the other scripture. In Joshua 24,
that
you cannot serve God. Because God is holy. And he wants the holy ones to serve him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes.
People hear it and they say, we can serve him now.
It's
where you've passed, where God passed you through. Yes, not something
better.
It's not hard.
It
can be hard for you to serve him or to serve with him.
Please
make these things be easy.
And
we too have humbled to him and show us the easy way. That doesn't put what would have been journey of 3 days, and we spend 40 years, and then he reached the way he says, from 19 years
and
above those years, you will not reach. Yet you've struggled and moved.
Say,
at the end, it tells you get out of the thing. You have troubled me much. Yet you too, so you have strived much then.
You
reach as they cross the Jordan.
And Canaan,
land flow with milk and honey.
And
said from 19 years and above.
You
are not going to enter. But you know how it was. It came from where? God came looking at it for a long time. Those very people troubled him much. Also wanted to kill the new generation of the 18 years and below.
So
if I enter these ones in Canaan,
I don't know.
Things will be wasted. Now let me end them in the way. And they killed them. Praise Jesus.
So
good, accept every preparation. It's good not to trouble God much, even a little. When the time it troubles you, he joins record of bats. A place they don't expect them to betray you, they will disappoint you there. For they were crossing, seeing the land even. And he said, you end here. There's no way I'm taking you.
Yet
if you join up, these people was meant to kill them along the way, but Moses, he went before he plead for the people. Gets his shame, puts it on the God. That God. How will nations speak of failure to reach your people? Did you think words of people had what they can affect God? Moses is the one who got afraid to be shamed. It's not God. But God left those people for that reason. Shame because nations will speak. Human words to shift God from his throne and his purpose. He didn't leave those people for his sake. He left them for the sake of Prophet Moses.
Moses,
do to you whatever until you admit I take them away. Now you see,
may
trouble God in one way or another. And after you said
it,
again you trouble.
Yet
God joins the record up.
Now,
one day he will begin to leave you and you'll be surprised. At the point you will need him most. There when we enter the parts. Enter the good things.
Agambe,
tell you, get out, I don't want. He will send you things which will persuade you to chase you. For he said, who will go to entice our hope to fall? Send you things to cause you fall, to beat you down. For this killing, that he killed the Israelites, 19 and above years. It was physical.
But
what surprise, if he does it now, he does it in the spiritual world.
It
takes away from life, the word of life. And now you're finished. He chased you from
the
God himself and he's chased you.
He
gives you dreams confusing you and get messed up. Prepared Deuteronomy 28. That he will bring upon you confusion. God can confuse you yourself. And dreams come, they show you no one here is standing. Now they can chase you. And indeed, God will give us chance on that word. We shall study it, that you know. You come troubling him as he joins record of that. He keeps aside.
But
if you trouble again, he writes down.
Then
you need him most under the sun. Entering the best things. Entering the good rest. You say no.
He
gets to come remind you.
See,
so gets Moses, take him on the top of a mountain. If I speak of those
19
years and above, you are among them. makes him climb the mountain in 4 days.
Canaan,
how beautiful it is. And he tells him, you will not go there. You remember what you've come doing to me?
Now,
the word is struck the rock.
Struck
the rock, yet is striking God. Because they said that rock is the Christ who followed them. Many things you may be doing, you are not yet known. But God can join you up, record of that.
At the end,
make you climb mountains, see where we are heading on to. In the land of being accepted. People are faster, they need us. They are ready to watch over us in everything. Everything that will freely give us. That one in the ministers of knowledge is not a monk.
He
put you aside also.
There's
one we promised to come count 1 billion shillings. Ours God has given us. We give him 20,000. You know why? Because last time when God gave him, he ran from us. He went at the money alone. We shall put 1 billion shillings in the room. We tell him count that money for us. We shall give you. We give him 20,000. He will understand it. Someone says, now what is that? He will never do that.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. That word, but think of it. Trouble God, yes, the way he joins up record of your troubles may not meet you today. See, you have passed that step.
Many
things left you moved on, but he will arise for you one day, and at the point you need him most, yet you too will give up on you. You will understand. All those are like that. Let's prepare go minister.
You're
serving with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
much.
It's a Wednesday. The day of our meeting. As we plan about our medias. Those going to fulfill God's worldwide promised call, which is on the nation Uganda. And it is God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Stand
well, it's the greatest revival and the restoration, the last. That God has promised all nations, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. But in that word, as we still move on,
have
prepared we ourselves as the first medias in our different form of gifts.
Focus of God TVs.
Yes, we have Focus of God televisions,
Focus of God radios,
Focus of God radios,
Focus of God news,
Focus of God news, and the many others. Those we prepare to be doing. Reach this work to all people in the entire world. All those as they move on, we need a leader in this world. And after that leader is there, and the question is come to ask you, that leader before you leading you, whom do you call him? And who do you call me? And when you come, what do you come for?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Three reasons put before us
to
be able to agree on them. We first agreed on the first issue. It's required of you to know the means that are leading you. in the work of God.
Also
this final work, that you can get that reward and all the good things that God has put in through that minister. And God explained much, basing in Matthew 10 and verse 40 and 42, and we understood much. And when he finished,
we
moved to a second point that we are still on up to today.
You
know whether that minister, he has a general call or he has a special call which has been marked. And the gifts, he can have like how many? Are they limited or they are unlimited? Now on that issue, we have seen much. When we understood that there is a special call, when we look to Galatians and we saw Apostle Peter and the call of the circumcised,
in
those days it was called for the Israelites, them alone then we are called the circumcised. And we saw Apostle Paul when he had the call of the entire world, mostly to the Gentiles, those who
were
called uncircumcised in the world,
and
including Israelites themselves. It was the call of the entire world that we saw in the Galatians 2, from verse 6 to 8.
We
got another example of Prophet Abraham in the Genesis 12 and in the chapter 19. Many things spoken of that call.
So yet we
reached a time and we looked to these gifts, those of the Spirit, and the way they are given, whether they are limited, whether in the numerics. Now in all, when we look to Matthew 25, we discovered it. They can give you one talent or one gift. They might be two. They might be five.
Or
as the ability you will show God
in
using those gifts God gave you.
And
the Spirit to add on you, not the spiritual gifts, which we see they are given based on the ability you will show right from one to reaching the many. As we saw Matthew 25 from verse 14 and to 16. Yet the meaning is to use them well.
So
now we reached the time.
So
these gifts move in the three ways. There are those which the Lord Jesus gives,
ministry.
Those we term as ministry. Those who minister within them,
ministers.
They are termed as ministers,
minister
or ministers of God,
minister
ministers of heaven and earth.
Those
is almost in the first Corinthians, the chapter 12, the
part
5. Our Lord Jesus gave different ministries. And we looked at them in Ephesians 4, verses 7 downwards. Yet we were shown things to be fulfilled in the ministry or the minister of Christ in those five gifts. When we finished, we went to see gifts, those falling in the office that God the Father gives. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the verse 6, and the special ministration is there. That special ministration, yet the same God. And in the Romans 12, verses 3 and 4,
he
showed us those gifts move via office, those given by God the Father. As you hear the president's office, all those we've seen there, and still we saw the characters. The characters of gifts which fall in the office.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much.
Now
today we had an
honor
and we want to see gifts of manifesting. Those given by the Holy Spirit. Those given by the Holy Spirit. Gifts of manifestation. Which are given by the Holy Spirit.
So
to speak of gifts of manifesting. Gift of manifesting.
Units.
We usually call them units. Which are given by the Holy Spirit. Now they are there to manifest the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Meaning in all. Gifts given by the Lord Jesus Christ. Which are termed as ministry. Those in them they are ministers of heaven and earth. Ministers of God. They are there to show us. The works of all gifts. Works of all gifts. The seven we saw. The one who moved it most and show us that.
Then,
the gift we saw in office. Of God. Those given by God the Father. They are there to show us the characters. Of the ministers. Characters of all ministers of God. Now these gifts, given by the Holy Spirit, of manifesting, termed as
units,
they usually mostly show us the fruits of God.
What
they most look us into and show us. Those can ask, the one in this can only work only there. Gifts given by God the word. Don't we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the gifts of ministry, to ministers of God, of heaven and earth. They showed us the work, responsibilities. And they say, are the ones only moving that responsibility? No. They are the one who must move in it and show it as to us, the general church. We had gifts given by God the Father, which are in office. Given by office of God. To work in heaven and earth. And we have the character, the conduct of God, of how they move. Only those are the ones who have those characters. No,
they are
ones who lead to teach them to all of us. Are we together? When we preached, the gifts given by the Holy Spirit of manifesting, those called units. We are going to see. They are there to show us
the
fruits of God. In them, and we all have to move by them.
Their
gifts, we shall see them that this fall here.
It's
what I wanted you move to understand. But according to 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 7, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are spoken of like this.
First
Corinthians 12, from verse 7.
Naye buli muntu aweebwa okulabisibwa kw'omwoyo olw'okugasa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Buli muntu,
every person,
aweebwa okulagibwa kw'omwoyo,
is given a manifestation of the Spirit
olw'okugasa,
for profiting.
Kugamba nti omwoyo mutukuvu,
now the Holy Spirit,
ye yandibadde akolawo wonna,
the one who would have worked everywhere,
niye yasalawo n'agabako ekitiibwa ebirabo ebiva ku ye,
give what is called gifts from him. To be able to profit us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Fulfilled God teach us to profit.
Truth
would have remained the Holy Spirit work everywhere. But you are given from office of the Holy Spirit. Those gifts go from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is to manifest the intention is to manifest what he would have manifested. What he would have done.
Healing
and the many others. Now for profiting. And those gifts which appear in the Holy Spirit,
where
have they attached the word profiting? For they involve manifesting. But you must prove you have profited much. Now
you've
heard all of these gifts in their working.
These
exceed in bringing more profiting. Look, Isaiah 48:17. Speak the word of profiting comes after teaching. Let's read we here.
Isaiah 48:17. Bwatyo bwayogera Mukama, omununuzi wo, omutukuvu wa Isirayiri, tinze Mukama Katonda wo akuyigiriza okugasa, akukulembera mu kkubo ly'oba oyitamu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ntinze Mukama Katonda wo.
That is me, the Lord your God.
Akuyigiriza okugasa.
Who teach you how to profit.
Era akulaga ekkubo ly'oba okwata.
Show you the way you have to head on to.
Yes, bwe tubadde tutandise okuwulira ku birabo ebigabibwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes, when we began here of gifts given by Holy Spirit.
Ebirabo by'okwolesa.
Gift of manifesting. Station.
Oba ebyoku demonstrating.
Or of demonstrating.
Oba bituyita units.
Or units.
Okusinziira bwe tweyongera okusoma mu Isaiah
47. According to the way we move, start Isaiah 48:17. They say we've been in all them.
Naye ng'ekigenderwa tuyigiriza kugasa.
But the main aim is teaching us to profit.
Era okutulaga.
And to show us.
N'engeri oba ekkuba engeri gye tulina okukwatamu.
The way we have to head on to the right things.
Mu makubo gaabyo amatuufu.
In the rightful ways of there.
Kwega Omwoyo Omutukuvu ono.
This Holy Spirit.
Yes, tumumanyi musomesa.
We know he is a teacher.
Era mu Yokaane suli abi mu omukaaga.
And in John 14:26.
Yatumibwa okutujjukiza.
Was sent to remind us.
N'okutusomesa byonna.
And to teach us all.
Naye bw'aba atusomesa.
And when he teaches us.
Ye agamba nti ne demonstration zina okulabika.
Demonstrations have also to manifest. And gifts coming from manifestations.
So
they are the only ones which manifest. Even others manifest.
Are
there to show us how it's done. Do it on the level you'll do it. Yet you know how it is done.
Kugamba nti ebirabo bino byo biriwo okutugasa ennyo okutulaga embala oba ebibala byennyini
byotambuliramu
olw'okugasiza ddala. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kansubire tutegeeragana.
Let me hope you understand each other well.
Kabatuliremu ku Isaiah.
Repeat us Isaiah.
Isaiah esura ya 8. N'olunyiriri olw'17.
Isaiah 48:17.
Bwatyo bw'ayogera Mukama, omununuzi wo, omutukuvu wa Isirayiri, tinze Mukama Katonda wo akuyigiriza okugasa, akulembere mu kkubo ly'oba oyitamu.
Olw'okuba nti ebirabo by'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Because gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Bakolosi 6:12.
The First Corinthians 12:7.
Buli muntu aweebwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Every person is given by the
Holy Spirit.
Manifestation of Holy Spirit.
Olw'okugasa.
For profiting.
Sobola otuuka ku bantu bonna.
Means we can reach all people.
Naye atalina ebirabo mwakiyisa.
Yet he has gifts, he passes that.
Nabanga akuyigiriza.
And he teaches you.
Ogase.
You profit.
Ng'ayita mu oyo aweebwa ekirabo okuva
gy'ali. Passes through one given gift from him.
Mukama akuyigiriza okugasa.
I am God who teach you how to profit.
Nga nkulaga ekkubo ly'ogenda okukwatamu ebintu.
The way you move on to handle things.
Mu bibala ki?
In which fruits?
Kubanga olaba.
Because you see.
Twolesa.
Yes, we manifest.
Butereevu.
Straight.
Ne nkugamba.
And I tell you.
Ekigambo ne nkyolesa.
And I demonstrate the word.
Naye munno osobola okyolesa obubi.
Yet you can demonstrate it wrongly.
Oyinza okuvayo n'ogamba
kakati
sitaani ayinza okukema
nagamba
jjayo emundu.
Get out your gun.
Olaba osumulula.
You see how you begin to open your belt.
Jjayo emundu.
You are demonstrating that.
Not. Ate kati ate oyinza okubikola obubi.
Now you can do it wrongly.
N'otyankala nnyo
abantu. You mess up the people. demonstrating don't wrongly. It can't be healing. Get the pregnant woman, step on their belly. That demonstrate power. And the working is not that. He has to teach you how to profit. He shows us how to demonstrate the word and the power that in the word. But how?
The power of God works like this.
Come here.
And
strike power. Throw someone down.
Have
taught us in his characters.
He gives us to hold higher intelligence.
Teach us how we shall demonstrate. Spoken of in the John 14:26, and spoken of like this. Jesus, when he explained the issues of the works of Holy Spirit.
John
14:26. You hear, but when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Father will send in my name,
he will
remind you all and teach you all.
All working,
the Holy Spirit remains knowing them.
Those
demonstrate the word of God and its power. They have to do
that.
First reminds you do the things like that, you're meant to be like that. Reminds you the things are like this.
And
what teach them to you, they do them like this. Things he has come telling us. First, his gift, the gift of manifesting. If someone has come, you pray for them.
Yes, they
are a woman or a girl child. You are a man. And say it's
In the private part,
I feel pain there. And you tell them, let us see, I may pray for you. And you touch there. He said no. According to Hebrews 4:30, to him we bring our words. All things are laid bare before him. Don't need to touch him. Tell God this is the sick part. Just pray God sees the other. God wants to touch and heal. Up to him, for he can watch over himself. Isaiah 59:1, his hand is not shortened that cannot save. That is the total to him. It's a total to him.
It's
the child.
No girl,
the father can birth the daughter, the young daughter, not the old. When
they're
still a child, as we speak, we are children of God.
His hand
basic in heaven,
that
which is visible before you, gets it and heals it. Yet not me as his servant. No. Now his hand, spoken in Isaiah 63:11-14, where you put his
feet,
his right hand on the back of Moses. Say, Lord,
he
said that's where his sickness is. Now you say, Lord, you move your hand, mind not reach the edge, also reach there. Have you seen? Manifest, come when they are
ordered.
Just rush, claim your gifts of manifesting. Place, demonstrate the word with power. And you demonstrate it wrongly. And you get a woman giving birth.
kubanga olaba amaanyi gatandisa
omutaazatunuza
munda
waliwe
gano gyoswaliza ddala amaanyi ga Katonda kituufu gayinza okwagasumuludde
omukazikiseera
ekyokuzaala naye tegakugambye nti ateteeke
ku ttivi
simanyi oba tulina kitwongere
okutenaye
njagala otegeera ekintu
kimutikatonda
atutumidde obuweereza
atutumidde
obuweereza
obwenjawulo
nze nzikiriza ekigambo
ekyonti
guno gwe mulimu gwa Katonda okusemba
okusemazingakubanga
tegutugambibwanga leero kyokka
gusuubiziddwa
mu bannabbi
nga
boogera
era
revival kibawa ekintu ekyo kyaliwo livaivo kitegeeza ekintu ekyo kikyaliwo naye kiri mu butuufu
bwakyo
okuddizibwa
obujjo
kiba kyaliwo
nga
tekikyaliwo kubakuza misingi
egyabulireyo
kati nebino ebirabo mubiwulira leero
biyisa
okwaba mubibaddewo
ni
waliwo n'ebirala nga byo byavaawo
dakyamanyi
makubo
gaabyo
bannabbi tubawulira n'abasumba n'abatume naye toyinza kubanja makubo
gaabirabyeolitamanyi
obabiri kiri mu
ministry
yeggulu n'ensi
ebira
ebyagebwa katonda
kigambomanyi
ngaomwanaolitayinza kumanya oba kiri mu
office
ng'ofiisa wa katonda ebirabo ebyagebwa katonda
kitaffe
mu ofiisi y'obwa
katondatera
okuyita eringa eyobwa
pulezidentitamanyi
era tamanyi ne bwanayiyisa okulaga banne bwe birina
okutambula
ayinza okweyawulibwa ebirabo
ebyokwolesa
ebyokwolesa oba kyetuyitayo nti ebigabibwa omwoyo omutukuvu
naye
nayenga tamanyi kwegamba ogenda oba bikola
otyagenda
okukolamu
matankani olyoka
olage katonda nga bw'atalina
standard
era katonda yakwata ebitundu by'ekyama nga omukazi azaala
n'abitekakutv
ng'ate abasawo
tebakkirizibwa
kati olinga araga
standard
y'ensi egenzako esinga
eyakatondamukkirizibwa
omukazi
ngaazaalaeddwaliro
n'ensi yonna ne mukiteera ku kamera
tivi
neeraga nga bwabiikira
ddala
naye nokikola mu gavumenti oba wamuzaziza mu maanyi ki oba mu kakodyo ki
tebakukkiriza they don't accept it
katonda ye mukulu
god is great
etanyoma
yet does not despise any person that we know it
era yatutegeeza wali mu yobu esula eryasatu
told us in the job 36 in the verse 5
tayinza kunyoma bwatu n'addira ebitundu byo
can't despise like that get your private parts n'abikuba
bwatu mu mukunganiro
and display them within the synagogue
ikanisa yonange etuddeawo
ne
bakulengera kati enkyogenda
bayitako
omukazi oyo twamulabye
ni
bannange
Now the truth is like this.
We
think some may still be there, yet they are not in their ways. Others, their foundations wasted out there. But in this, the gifts of Holy Spirit which He gives, it comes in manifestation. Manifesting.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That we term units reach every place. The last person teach them what to do. And they are the ones which move around. They move every place to spread demonstration of how things should be. Those of the word of God and power.
This
is where he speaks in the 2 Corinthians. It speaks the demonstration of the spirit and power.
He wanted
him to appear. But you know,
yes,
if you're healing, if you're preaching, in all demonstration, you show him his around in his honor, in his goodness, in his real wisdom. That's why gifts of wisdom and understanding he gave them. Gifts of knowledge. Gift of knowledge, how can I realize it?
Yes,
yes. No, there are those with the gift of knowledge. How do I understand? I have a not just knowledge, but the gift of knowledge. For knowledge demonstrates secrets. If you can reveal secrets,
mysteries
and all mysteries of the world, you have a gift like that. You have a gift of knowledge. Now let's read the Corinthians we see. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 1.
Nange abooluganda bwe najja gye muli sajja na maanyi mangi ag'ebigambo oba amagezi nga mbabuulira ekyama kya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read the verse 4.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri. N'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda ebiri mu magezi ag'abantu wabula mu kutegeeza kw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
Waliwo ekibulamu awo.
There's something lacking there.
Asome mu resume.
Let me read in English.
First Corinthians chapter 2.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri.
Verse 4.
Olunyiriri olw'okuna.
And my speech.
Kyonna enjogera yange.
And my preaching.
N'okubuulira kwange.
We are not with enticing words of man's wisdom.
Tekwali mu bigambo bisendasenda magezi g'omuntu.
But in demonstration of the spirit.
Naye n'okwolesa kw'omwoyo.
And of power.
Era n'amaanyi.
Gabobotunulidde ekigambo
ekyo. If you look to that word.
Ukwolesa kw'omwoyo.
Demonstration of the Holy Spirit.
N'amaanyi.
And the power.
Kati abalina ebirabo ebyo mulina okwegendereza.
Those gifts you have to be careful. Which comes demonstration which the Holy Spirit
gives.
He wants to appear. Whether an apostle in demonstrating, you
have to
show him is gently not preaching.
Atinga mirembe, atinga burungi,
yet goodness, yet unity. My God.
Now,
let's leave the world even. Let's get church.
We come
religions which first thought they are ambassadors of God on this world.
We enter
this our salvation we are in today. Ask indeed. These gifts you say you have, they gave you, told you do what and how. When they sent you an apostle, ask who has given you of the three.
Chitafe.
The Father, His words,
know
as the Son, the Lord Jesus,
of
the Holy Spirit. If the Father has given you, expect how are you to move in that gift.
Which means
what do you have in
the ministry?
Get the work of make all nations disciples. All us, it's our work. Making all nations disciples. Part of gift from God the Father, you've come to do what?
What
big have you looked at this work, see that we connect and handle it? And they are all looking, no answer. When they were rejecting the salvation,
but
the born again Christians in Uganda, Excellence, Yoweri Kaguta called some of the leaders then of born again, where there was Pastor Serwada and his group. He asked them, are going to reject born again as a belief? But when God calls you, he bases on what? The report given is so shameful.
You
are not able to mark and indicate how God calls us. But they say you hear the voice of God and it calls you to serve him.
Tells
you are an apostle, prophet or pastor, and you to move on. According to the scripture, it's hard to get out.
Pastor Iga of Kawala.
He had a voice called him. Yes.
It's
hard to say no. Prophet Kakande. Mulago. That the
Gamba,
he too says, he said the born again faith begins how?
The
voice of God, me too, I had it. You can't get them out. Separate, go back, change. File speaking the call of the born again. How one is called to be prophet. How is called to be prophet. Don't change that. Can't take out these people using government of the world.
Separate,
government of heaven is what can beat them out. The government of the world has no way to take them away. For us, we are registering. How God calls you. Someone say, when did you study that? Go ask of that. You'll get it. As you are registering us as a faith in Uganda. How we are called, that is what is
called.
You can even find there like three scriptures in the entire file.
The
person wakes up, they say, I had God calling me. Did guide how he calls them?
Hear how?
And the end, when God called me, will you refuse that person? And they run. If you just the ministry in Uganda, you register it as one of the companies. Don't register it as a ministry of God. You register it as a company. You forgive me, I've told you that. For government, who knows nothing. Those would have guided it. How things move, they didn't give them guidance. And to register it as an NGO, non-government organization.
NGOs,
yet there are many non-government organizations.
not
ministry of the church. Imagine we
limited
register this a company under guarantee. You know why you didn't register as NGO? There are companies there who got tenders to register others under them. Like Buffet,
Miracle Centers.
Because they force you to be enrolled under one of them. God told us no. Go on this side like this. Now see.
Pastor Bujingo,
as they say.
And
registered there his company.
Go
take him the laws where possessions are in the name of him. This is a company registered. It's of that man.
What took
us in the company limited under guarantee?
Asked
you like 50 people who began that company. And not one NGO you can register as one person.
They
say, what can we do?
Come
tomorrow, full knowledge of God is of apostle.
What
the file
comes
in? Register the ministry.
So people
like 100 witnesses there. And we knew now not reach this ministry be of a one person.
You
Pastor Bujingo registered television. That company, it says it is his. Why have I brought you those words?
You see,
you to understand the world moves by its ways. And the world drew church to enter into their own ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Nothing they can indicate as you hear their gifts have been indicated. For when we finish here,
God is calling
on this day, tugenda kuddako kuyitibwa kwa Mukama n'ebirabo
ery'obutonde
bwonna mu ggulu ne mu nsi.
Ayita atya?
How does he call?
Kati government fe tujja gikwatira akatabako bulungi.
Government we shall get that book well.
Kakora. After Katonda abayita abantu abayita
bwa. God calls people, he calls them like this.
File empya mudemu wandise
buto. The new file register born again afresh. The good thing is going to help us. Others came out of the
building.
They registered in the religious council. We shall re-register the born again in Uganda. The others ran out of it. They went to Modini and we didn't see or not.
God is calling and spiritual gifts.
Tulazo kuitwa kwa Mukama n'ebirabo by'omwoyo.
The
file, how God calls people. Are going to surround them when they're not aware.
Now,
one who go back register in the born again
Christian.
All the seven as they say. They
research
of them of things indicated of the call. His voice was how? Understand what they call revival in the world.
Time
back register that you are a minister who is born again. How did the voice speak to you? It was whose voice? God the Father, the Word, or the Son, or the Holy Spirit?
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Yet we get that from where? God told us which minister is before you. If you come for what? Come rich to explain the gifts which can be there. After
he
showed there appears a special
call,
even a special gifts which are not limited, they come. And we too are lifted on the same standard. I started telling you, may call it a small thing. See yourself, you're being ordered and trained.
You
pass a great battle about it. Satan knows it. Go out on that standard.
What?
Follow up on him.
Right?
He
lets
you rise up on the real standard. At times, Satan. It was the year 2005. It was the month of September. And he sent his ambassadors,
Jezebel,
and the fallen angels to take me off the way of God to serving them. And
he
showed me their servants in the entire world. And he told me, I'm going to lead them. The day
he
first came, Jezebel said, you have a great work on our mission. What's your mission?
He
spoke saying that destroying the church. I asked, is it you who strike them with lightning? You know why I spoke that? I thought church is these buildings. He said no. What I've said, it is to kill the spiritual gifts. They know how church is made up. The devils you see. They know it's built by spiritual gifts. If they're not in order, there is no church.
I didn't
understand. I was very far. That journey was a far journey. If
you understand,
I was far, I could not understand what they tell me.
The
Holy Spirit was understanding in me. I hear some agile. No. And it's deep inside.
Victory
ended. I'm in the side of God.
We got the
and exposed schemes of Satan and everything. Where I knew what Satan spoke of before.
Me
with the much power. Yet today, can I understand what Satan spoke
past?
I had the great work on their mission. They used terms themselves. You have a great work on our mission. Destroy it over. I said, which kind of work? Mission of destroying my works. Destroying the works of Satan.
You
have a great work on my work. And
they
looked and saw that this child, when he rise up, will destroy our works. Me too, I didn't
know.
It realized if he reached standard.
Standard,
which measure, but we know our works will be finished.
Standard,
we started to destroy works of Satan. Son of God, Christ disappeared on the same word.
To
destroy the work of Satan. Christ has sent us as ambassadors to do the same work.
You
can ask where are the works of Satan.
For
they have not built a city, not built roads.
We are
going to destroy cities of Satan in the world. Roads, we shall begin to destroy them. Not planted banana fields that we shall cut them down. Hidden works in the hearts, in the heads of people, even in their actions.
And
when we reach to study, what is called sin,
sin,
my work has been finished. That's the software which moved all the works. You know, works are done inside that heart. All the heady filled rubbish,
works are
filled with evil words and evil acts.
They
sent you destroy works of Satan.
They
planted a banana field, you're going to cut it down.
Or you build
a city, you're going to destroy
beneath Satan, in the mind, in the blood, in the marrow,
even in actions alone. Now they have begun to be destroyed.
I spoke to
you that you two, you have to understand yourself.
Standard.
Go out with that standard. What you will do to his work, you will be surprised of it. Works of the evil Satan,
you will destroy
them in every way, you will be surprised.
Don't withstand
and you understand those things.
At
least this time they give you Prado.
Give you Prado,
you minister this side. We have land, we are sowing in you. At least they take you from the standard. They know if you don't get it well, their works keep on standing. The works of the devils. In the time you get the standards, tomorrow, you've
moved.
They will have faced it. And if you pass there and you snatch one person from them, they say he has begun.
He's
begun. They don't reach a standard more than that.
Go
beyond the finish up all knowledge.
Kill
as they began to increase in numbers. They can't see us with physical eyes. They see us increasing around.
They go increase in places.
They were four. It was one. He got a wife. And
children
will grow in that. Teacher Isaac. We are finished. He went in the synagogue there.
He said, don't move there.
And they see well. They began like seven. New place they went. You see them?
The
congregation was small. Now they are many.
There are many.
We see them.
They began to increase. They have no dot sat in the congregation.
In the meeting. Those who increase to know.
They hear the progress out there of it.
Progress, knowledge has to be where you speak from and they wonder. They begin to smell it. Who is that one?
He's speaking what?
There is knowledge. How did he learn them in the city? That one is from Masaka. Even Masaka, there's a progress there. They smell it.
That dot moving like that.
Go look from the village where it's
come from.
Every place they are
looking.
Cover you, they have to hinder you from fellowship. Lest increase to know.
That is
I pray God helps you. Strengthen and get all knowledge.
It's
time God has brought when we see given by the Holy Spirit, those of manifesting.
Demonstration.
Those we call units. Understand where we go.
But
some of you keep dodging.
Those
are the one hindering you what they are up to. They know.
What you
know, it's not easy as to fight it today.
We
are forced in 2005. They are richer in 2020. Problem reached with
you.
It began to be dangerous to us. Principalities, they waited. Angels fought with fallen angels.
Demons.
Take him today, studying, he will not happen for this one.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Gabriel said,
don't look on the sides. Leave the fight to Michael. We are moving.
You
have to reach where you have to study from today. In the vision, you are joking. And they
drugged.
Don't look on the sides. Don't
look
fighting. Let them quarrel. We are going.
Michael
begin to fight with them.
Don't
come.
Those are
fire. Let's go where you
started.
The lesson of today has to come.
It's
not going in the vision and it's just wasting time there.
They confuse me.
Some of you now in all, I pray God to help you. Spoken in the First Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 4. And he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda ebiri mu magezi g'abantu wabula mukwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi
demonstrating of the spirit and the power.
His
gifts given by the Holy Spirit, they come to demonstrate demonstration of the word and power.
So
we attach on how the word is demonstrated.
Its
power is going to move how?
And
beats people on the floors, lift them up and beat them down? Yet you have to prove.
They are
not put in human wisdom. Human wisdom can bring examples not worthy.
What
I want to show you is this. Those moving gifts given by Holy Spirit, they have a good demonstration they teach us. And it's in the spiritual wisdom.
His
power is manifest. Demonstrate that thing wrongly that you are teaching about. The power of God is hindered and it does not manifest. It causes you to preach the gospel as if you're speaking on the village.
The
gospel now is preached, it has no power in it. Find the preacher is there preaching. Put on physical strength alone. Those in him, they don't feel strength causing them to change. It's like a story. It's a Bible. Public address, they put the cities and the villages. Preaching, but what they preach, it doesn't come. Demonstrate it.
As
if they are on the story of the hyena and the hare. Told you those stories, at least you got laughter. But you preach about people who are flying chapati, everyone is on their business, not minding you.
We
call you, see whether they remain doing what they are doing. Give me that address, public system of the road. See whether they will not come and begin to stand before me.
You
preach, if those hidden in the bush will get out.
Our Lord
Jesus preached the word.
And he
speaks the word like one owning authority.
He's
more than Pharisees. Pharisees were speaking
stories.
Because Moses said, Pharisees. Instead of saying God said, they speak Moses said. We say, God spoke in Isaiah.
They say Isaiah.
Satan gives a story to them.
Isaiah
write that.
The
gospel is beyond like that.
Now demonstration,
demonstration says
God
spoke in Isaiah
48:17,
I am God to teach you how to
prophet
and show you where you head on to.
Someone
said God is the one who spoke in
Isaiah.
Isaiah spoke.
So my Isaiah
48 verse 17, I am the Lord. Means they have
witness.
They say Isaiah spoke. And God is the one speaking. You see demonstration of things. Preaching to needs proper demonstration. You can speak things wrongly. And demonstration is in human wisdom. And the power refused to manifest. I don't need to tell you
amen.
Amen. You feel it spring from within you.
You feel hallelujah
spring in the power from within
you.
What's coming is goodness.
Hallelujah.
And you approve hallelujah upon it.
No,
you are in physical strength. And your wisdom.
They
say, who is born again to shout hallelujah? They all look like they have not understood. What happened? We left the gospel
court,
and they said it's boring. They began this gospel and
I
still check it.
Stand
up for anti-America. They can put you in mood, but they told me one day that gospel of heaven, you will preach it when people are sleeping. Okay. I want them to bring the congregation. I preach it, you see whether they will sleep.
That's
in the way they demonstrate wrongly.
I preach
gospel of heaven, you're sleeping. How dare you can sleep? Maybe you are the evil one on this feast. For always evil ones appear on them.
Needs
to demonstrate.
But
those who teach that they are the ones we find we've copied it. Those from
me,
preaching with demonstrating.
Find
someone they are passing in the market.
Yes,
Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. He takes English.
Jesus,
yes,
is the way, truth, and life.
Is preaching.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Get saved.
Mulokoke. What profit then? Go away with your words. And those who hear,
say,
what
is wrong?
Twice time for us. He tell them,
according
to John
4,
verse 6,
this is
the way, the truth, and the life. But be the life it means to us. And
you
began all of them. What does it mean him to be
there?
John chapter 1, verse
16.
From his fullness we are given. Did you know
you,
your spirit came from Jesus and they wake up? What?
Yeah. Oshimani,
you know,
omoyo gu,
your spirit,
you
know, but do you know how it looks like? Have you ever seen your spirit?
John chapter 1 verse 4, life was in him, light came like
do you know your spirit brings the light, make you see outside?
What?
In the other note, John 15, I am the true vine, you are branches.
Do
you know you are a branch of him? You need to believe him.
As I'm winding it, we read the way.
How did you come? Since you don't know your
name,
have appeared except from him.
I
explain, why don't you get saved? Those to be saved and those chosen. Those not to be saved, they say. That is the truth.
What are you speaking?
Most people say, why do we come every day?
Let's
come the other Wednesday.
You
see the fruits of those gifts. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.